Inner listening. Inner listening is an important step on the path of right use of will, but it is difficult and nearly impossible to find in an atmosphere of judgment. Judgments can keep a chatter going in the head, and it can be very critical, not only of others, but of everything you do, including trying to feel more deeply into yourself. Many people are unaware that this chatter is mostly internalized judgments because they have been seeing them as reality. Judgments frame the situation as unable to change. Judgment release is necessary to allow the patterns that judgments have been holding rigid to move and clear the space for inner listening. Judgments always carry a denial of some sort, and what the judgments have denied is usually seeking acceptance in order to clear itself because it does not feel good to be a denied part of the self. In most people, there has been an ongoing conflict between the judgments or the person's held viewpoint and the denied truth, which has made inner listening impossible without the use of control. Meditation that does not exert control can be very helpful for improving inner listening and receptivity. One suggestion is following your breath. Another suggestion is to breathe to any place in your body that is tense or not feeling peaceful, and making sound on the exhalation can be very helpful. Health is not often achieved in a background of internal clamor that is in conflict about what to do, how to do it, what others will think of it, etc. Habits are not easily released in this atmosphere either, because the body's voice can be lost in the ruckus. Most people have been using control when they have not had the idea of listening to everything in themselves as a way of finding inner alignment by ending denials. While inner listening does not require meditation, it can definitely help if you are having trouble listening to yourself, or if you think you are listening to yourself, but you have not been finding the depth you want. Inner listening is a receptive, or yin, aspect. The entire receptive aspect of creation is needing to be more deeply understood and included as an evolving aspect of creation. It is not just actions that must evolve. Understanding and receptivity must also evolve. The receptive aspect of human development has been proceeding with a maximum of imbalance. East and West, yin and yang, masculine and feminine, intuition and thought, feeling and reason, nature and man are still seen as adversaries, or as dominant and submissive, superior and inferior, by many people. When polarities are seen as conflicting opposites, and especially when one is favored, the harmony that brings inner balance and the quiet with which to hear is obscured by the conflict. Polarities are the evolving limits of one principle, and the answer naturally lies in allowing all of them to come into balance and complementary function. Within each of you are all these things. The will needs to be allowed to find balance with the spirit so that the receptivity of the will can be valued and accepted as equal to the inspiration of the Spirit. Balance in your inner reality can be reflected by your outer reality. Accepting everything within the self and allowing complementary function can enable you to meet any situation with exactly what is felt to be truly appropriate. Nothing more, nothing less. In this way, you are not needing to deny anything, and yet, in trying to allow everything. Many people have felt overwhelmed because they had denied something. Without realizing it, they were trying to accept everything outer without first accepting the inner. There were denials of parts of the self tied to misunderstandings about right time and acceptance. The denying consciousness has often attempted to fill in the gap left by denial. Judgments have often served this purpose as people have attempted to make sense of their overwhelm. Denial of the will has often been filled in by false feelings that the person has become convinced that are real. Many people have been allowing the media and other people to entirely fill their already clouded receptive centers in an effort to fill an emptiness left by denial. If this source of filling yourself were to be turned off for a while, and you did not find some other way to distract yourself, you might find out how you really feel about the denial of spirit, will, heart, and body on earth. Most people, when confronted with this, have tried to fill their mind with thoughts to avoid what they have denied. If you have intent to heal, you need to let yourself feel what you have not wanted to feel, and let it express as sounds. You may feel terribly lonely and afraid underneath everything else. You may have experienced fear of being so ridiculed or rejected that you have believed it was the last thing you ever wanted to feel. You may have fear that you cannot vibrate yourself enough to stay alive. You may have beliefs that have told you that fear is a lack of faith in me. But where am I and who am I that I would leave fear outside of my love? Maybe you are lonely to feel a real presence of my loving light there with you. Maybe you are afraid of death, and maybe you are ashamed of your feelings. Denial of the will has created an imbalance in the heart. Unconditional love cannot manifest from this imbalance. The alignment and balancing of polarities aligns and balances everything in between them. Ending your own will, denials, and the accompanying judgment patterns is going to allow you manifest unconditional love. This purpose for ending denials is the only process I have seen to work. The attunement of inner listening is an important, self-empowering part of this process. You can learn to receive input from your own spirit more and more clearly, and also to hear from your own spirit more and more clearly. You can learn to receive input from your own spirit more and more clearly, and also to hear directly from me. Inner listening is one aspect of getting help with the specifics of your own denials. Fear and confusion may come up around this and may need extensive movement, because in addition to your will, your heart, and body can also give input here. You may also have internalized a critical voice or voices trying to tell you what to do. You may even experience this as overwhelming confusion, especially at first, and it may be difficult to understand and sort these things out. By persisting with this process, you can find the understandings needed and find increasing trust for expanding the spectrum of your perceptions. The gift of right use of will is that inner listening is easier when all the aspects of your being realize that nourishment from and receptivity to my loving light are to benefit all of your being and not just some of it. And then the alignment needed can be found.